The woman to the sexton said, "Will I be like that when I'm dead?" Well, okay, you can guess the rest. There are parts of the passage that we're looking at today that are full of light rather than darkness. The disciples worked out that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Christ. He is the King. He is Lord of all. They've completely missed that he's come into the world in order to die for the sins of all, your sins and my sins. They've missed that. But how wonderful it is that that's why Jesus came into the world. And Jesus is now heading towards Jerusalem, where he knows that he will die, and yet he continues towards the cross. So what we read now in this section, it's almost an interruption. Jesus takes his three favourite people, Peter, James and John, and he leads them up to a high mountain. That's the first clue, actually, that this is not a ghost story. Jesus takes his three friends, and I've been into significant meetings before, and in at least one of those meetings, I've been there as a witness. When you come out of the meeting, especially if it's kind of difficult and different people have different views about what just happened, people want to say, "Oh, well, he said that. Oh, no, no, she said that." So it actually matters that there are three witnesses present: Peter and James and John. Now, the other little detail here is that in verse 1 it says, after 6 days, and by the way, if you've got your Bible open in front of you, please have a look, check the exact words. Matthew, as he writes, very rarely gives time notes. He never says, "Oh, it was the Monday or the Thursday or this or the that." So this is a clue to location. We're still in the north of Israel, close to Caesarea Philippi, and this is very soon after Peter has recognised Jesus as king. So we're still in that location, and there are three witnesses. It's a roundabout way of saying about this. This is not a ghost story. It happened at a particular time. It happened at a particular place. It's hard to identify the mountain where this happens. There are three contenders for the possibility. I'm not going to walk you through that. You can go to the Bible commentaries and work out what you think, but the point is, this really happened. It's not a ghost story. It really happened. Okay, what happened? Jesus takes his three best friends up the mountain, and according to verses 2 to 3, there he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. So it's a passage about light. It's not about darkness. And it features some incredible individuals. Moses, the greatest prophet who ever lived. Elijah, who was a great prophet. And if you read the last two verses of the Old Testament, he was going to reappear. And then the day of the Lord would come. I don't know who your personal heroes are, whether we're talking about sport or music or cooking or board games. But have a think now, who are the top two? Taylor Swift and Kanye. Don Bradman and Shane Warne. Okay, look, we can have that chat about personal heroes later, after the AGM. Here we are with the greatest heroes of the Old Testament in this passage, in a particular place, at a particular time, and witnessed by three reliable witnesses. Peter has a brilliant idea. He says, let's build three shelters for the three people here. That would be good. Look at verse 4. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. I don't know if this was the best idea of all, but who cares? Because the moment is interrupted by a cloud. If you've got the Bible there in front of you, look with me. Please do read along with me. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. Now, please think with me. First of all, I'm saying this story actually happened. It's not a ghost story. There were three reliable witnesses apart from Jesus himself. There was a location, there was a time. So that's the first thing. It actually happened. This actually happened. Second, let's consider Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. Who was Moses? Well, he wrote the first five books of the Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. He led Israel out of Egypt, through the Red Sea, to Mount Sinai, where he received direct from God the Ten Commandments. He was a great man. And in Deuteronomy 18, he promised that someone greater than him would come, a greater and better prophet. Okay, that's Moses. What about Elijah? Well, if you want to have some fun, go and read up about Elijah in 1 Kings. He's the man who declared a drought in Israel, which then happened. He's the man who fought a spiritual battle against the priests of Baal. And genuinely, 1 Kings 18, have a read, it's fun. Not for the priests of Baal, but it's just a fun read. He's the man who didn't actually die, but stepped into a chariot of fire and then was taken into heaven. Okay, so Elijah, an amazing prophet who was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire. Did this actually happen? Well, I have to read and trust what I read, but you don't have to trust me. As I say, go back and read 1 Kings. Thirdly, isn't it amazing that when the cloud of God's glory, the cloud of God's glory descends, Moses and Elijah are no longer there? Yes, they were there having conversation with Jesus. Yes, Peter said, I know, let's build a shelter for the all three of you, one each. But Moses and Elijah, they're no longer there, it's only Jesus. And the voice comes from the cloud. Verse 5, "This is my son. With him I'm well pleased. Listen to him." Other things happen. The disciples are terrified, and well, wouldn't you be? But Jesus reassures them, as he can reassure you and me when we feel terror. Verse 7 says, Jesus said, "Get up, don't be afraid." I think that's a word to you and to me. Get up, don't be afraid. And I think the answer is, well, now what? If this is not a ghost story and it's actually true, now what? And as much as we've got, okay, all right, this happened, we've got 20 questions, or actually 20,000 questions. But can we start with just a few, one or two? This may not be your question or my question, but it's a question they actually ask. So let's go with it. Look with me, please, at verses 9 to 13. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you've seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The disciples asked him, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" So there's a question. Verse 11, Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things, but I tell you, Elijah has already come. And they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. So we've had Moses, the giver of the law. Then according to Malachi 4, the last verses of the Old Testament, we're expecting Elijah to come, the one who will announce the great and terrible day of the Lord. And Jesus says, let me tell you, that's happened. John the Baptist is Elijah. So the disciples just have to pull this together in their heads. And in reality, and now I'm going to try to bring it home to us today, but I'm also asking to bring these words home to you. So here we go. Firstly, Jesus is number one. We can argue about who is number two and number three for a long time, but silver and bronze go to Moses and Elijah. Not you, not me. Jesus is number one. Secondly, listen to him. That's what the voice from the cloud said. The voice from the cloud is actually God. If he says it, we'll listen. And if he says, listen to him, which he does, then that's not a request. It's actually a command. How are you going with your daily Bible reading and listening? If you don't like reading too much, then listening is a better way. Go to BibleGateway.com, download whatever you need to, but I've appreciated listening to David Suchet reading the NIV translation of the Bible. So download it, and while you're at it, send the link to your friend and say, come along to... But look, my summary today, and I think it comes out of the passage as we look at it and read it, is just pay attention to Moses, read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers and Deuteronomy, pay attention to Elijah. You and I wouldn't be standing on that mountain next to Jesus, but when the cloud lifts and disappears, look to the only man standing. And that man is the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to Jesus. Amen.